We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on this Tuesday night for what I know they're all special. Anytime we can get together and talk Beaver sports, no matter what the occasion, no matter what had resulted the previous weekend, whatever the case, it's always a joy to gather and talk Beaver sports here at the Beaver's home away from home, the official hangout for Beaver Nation, Buffalo Wild Wings, Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis. But tonight, we do so coming off a sweep of the weekend by the Oregon State basketball schools. The women taking two. We'll talk about it with Scott Ruick. And the Oregon State men going to Eugene and winning the 351st Civil War. We'll talk to Coach Tinkle about that in our second half hour. So an exciting show tonight with coaches Scott Ruick and Wayne Tinkle. Big challenges for both teams against the LA schools this weekend. The men hosting the LAs here. The women 10th ranked in the country, heading down to Los Angeles to take on the LA schools. We'll talk to Coach Ruick and Coach Tinkle about those big challenges ahead and the tremendous victories for the teams this weekend as we go. One quick note before we come back and visit with head coach Scott Ruick. I hold in my hand something I know that just from a Beaver Nation perspective, I don't know how many of you can see this from here, but we learned yesterday officially, congratulations to head coach Dennis Erickson, elected to the National Football Foundation Collegiate Football Hall of Fame. Dennis led the Beavers to unprecedented heights in that 2000 season and has taken his rightful place in the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame, joining, it's not a long list in the history of Oregon State football, but he joins Terry Baker, Bill Enyart, and Tommy Prothrow in the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Dennis, and we celebrate that. He'll be inducted officially in December. The Pac-12 season underway for both the men's and women's basketball teams. When we come back here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we'll visit with head coach Scott Ruick about a couple of tremendous pulsating games at Gill over the weekend, and a team that showed a lot of heart and resiliency in the midst of some challenges unexpected at times, certainly from the Friday night game. We'll talk about all of that with Coach Ruick. We're glad you've joined us tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events. Original programming on demand.
My PM Ashley, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavers!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch. Throws to Stephen Thompson Jr. Picks up the dribble. Gets it into the middle of Trace. Comes inside. Lays it in. It counts. He's fouled.
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Goodman down inside, gets it left-hand corner to McWilliams, back out to Corsdale. Corsdale, a three-pointer. He's good! Taya Corsdale knocks down the three, and the Beavers at the end of the third quarter back in the lead, 57-54, their eighth three-pointer in the game. Taya Corsdale with a tough clutch shot. Wow.
Wow is the right word as we welcome you back to Buffalo Wild Wings. Taya Corsdale with some of the biggest shots of her career in that Friday win, then 14 rebounds in the Sunday game and completing the sweep of the Washington schools. We've got a lot to talk about. Suffice it to say, the Beaver women ranked 10th, sweeping the Washington schools over the weekend. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State head women's basketball coach Scott Ruick to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. It's great to be back with a packed house here. Great energy.
Great energy, as was evident in Gill Coliseum. Again, the atmosphere never ceases to amaze me. Our schedules don't always work out, Coach. As you know, I'm traveling or I'm at home and you're on the road. And that'll be the case this weekend when you go to L.A. and the L.A. schools come here. And I'm working on the men's side. But because of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was able to see in person at Gill most of your game both Friday and Sunday. Worked the Civil War win on Saturday. And the atmosphere at Gill in both Friday and Sunday's games, tremendous. And your team had to really persevere for two good wins.
We did. And we were very grateful for continued support, which, I mean, just like you said, we get to go everywhere, and there's no place like it. There's no place that cheers like Gill Coliseum for our team, and we're so grateful for them, you know. And this weekend, unfortunately, we needed them more than we wanted to. You know, those were two competitive games. You know, Washington State, you know, obviously is always scrappy. We've had some incredible games. The overtime game up there last year, you know, where Aaliyah Goodman saves us and we hit two free throws with no time left basically to win it in overtime, and a game it honestly didn't feel like we should have won because we didn't play very well, and they did, and we stole that one. And then this one was a game we had to gut out and really finish them off, and a great effort from them. But Gill was awesome, and the team rose, and it was so nice to be reunited with Pac-12 basketball, mm-hmm. and the intensity of it, and reminded how hard it is just to get a win on any night, no matter where you're at. And I was just pleased with the team's effort, their resilience through adversity, like I heard you mention earlier. They handled that as well as could possibly be done, mm-hmm. Under the circumstances, and found a way to win two big games to start off the Pac-12 season.
Coach, when you mentioned the incredible enthusiasm within Gill, it also, I thought, spoke to, when we get to the adversity, which will kind of start right away, because certainly that hit Friday night in the first half, that love for the team that expresses itself in the loudness and in the enthusiasm and so on. When you have something like what hit you Friday, when Cat Tudor came down awkwardly after a rebound, I'm not sure I've heard 4,800 people so quiet as in those moments. But that also speaks to how deeply invested everybody is. We all felt that. You felt it when you kind of realized kind of the gravity of the situation. But everybody in the building did at that very moment. That was impressive in its own way, just about the love and care and investment that people have in Cat and in this program.
Yeah, to me, it's what it's all about. You know, we've put our players out in the public eye. We stay on the court after games. The community means everything to us. And this is a place that, you know, that I've loved my whole life, and a group of people that I've been a part of my entire life. To share our team and for our team to get to embrace them, and the relationship is incredible. And then you get to a moment like that where Cat Tudor is not just an incredible basketball player, she's part of everybody's family. I mean, that's how everybody feels about everybody on our team. And so one of your family members goes down, and it's the last thing you want to see, and the silence is the last thing you want to hear. It's that moment that happens occasionally in sports that you dread. So it just did. It spoke to the amount of caring that there is for our players from our fans, and vice versa. And so, you know, the second that moment was over, everybody shifted to supporting this team, who obviously 1 through 12 was hurting, and everybody rallied around each other.
You know, Coach, the other thing, too, we didn't know at the moment. You know, we've since found out that she won't play the rest of the season. We understand that. Now, at the moment, we didn't know. None of us, I don't think any of us thought it was good. I mean, we all knew something serious had occurred. But as you said, you had to kind of pick up and go. And the player that came in off the bench after that was Jasmine Simmons. And the next thing I know, I had a courtside seat. I'm looking up. I can't remember who started the play. You might be able to. But suddenly I'm looking up, and here's Jasmine streaking down the left side of the lane. Ball gets kicked ahead. She catches, rides it up, puts it up with the left hand, and scores. And Beaver Nation was back into it. You were smiling. I mean, that's the way you play coming out of a situation like that.
Yeah, you can't do anything about the adversity, so you respond with your best. And, you know, to see a play like that, honestly, I don't remember either. Yeah. I moved straight on to Washington, and I can remember after the game. It's been a blur since then, to be honest. And so all I know is you see Jasmine Simmons doing what she does in response, and that's over the top with the layup at the other end, as beautiful as you could imagine, an amazing play. Just to get us rolling again, and in a way saying, you know, to everyone, it's going to be okay. Let's stick together and let's do what we do.
Coach, I know that I will explore this a little bit with Wayne Tinkle in the second half of the show. In Eugene, the men's team had an 18-point lead at one point. You know, hey, that's fun. You like that.
That's a great thing.
It went away, but then they came back and won it again. Now, your team, not exactly the same, but you have a 14-point lead at halftime against Washington State, and then you have to fight back from behind to win the thing. You'd probably like to take the 14 to 24, 34 and win comfortably. But Wayne has said, I'm wondering what you say about the value in what your team might have been able to experience in winning that opening conference game the way you did.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and that's the only way that you can look at it. Yeah. Otherwise, you go crazy. You know, I was so frustrated. Like, let's put these people away. You know, we've got this lead. We've earned this lead. Let's not give it up by coming out and relaxing in the third quarter like we did and letting them score 23 points and only scoring 8 ourselves in that quarter, I believe. I know the 23 is accurate. And so what it did was create an opportunity for this team really to grow up, to be honest. I mean, we were on the ropes, taking punches and not responding early in that fourth quarter. And it was scary. It's like, okay, are we going to let this slip away right here? Are we going to fight? And we called a timeout with about 6 minutes to go. We're down 3, and we'd missed our last few shots and didn't look good. They were bad misses. I'm scared to lose misses. And that's a thing that a team has to go through every year when you're finding your identity in a new season with new leadership, new point guard, new 5. Who are we in the Pac-12 in a tight game? And we didn't know yet. This is our first time through. And it was more of a counseling session than it was a strategic session. And it was all about, are we scared to lose? We're playing like we're scared to lose instead of enjoying the competition and playing big. And we've worked so hard for this moment, and we do have to play perfect right now. We have to get stopped. We can't turn it over. We have to hit shots, and we have to execute. And let's have fun at it. I mean, we've got 5,000 people. We're down 3 in a 6-minute game. Can we just enjoy this and have fun out here in the best place to be in our sport? And that's what they chose to do the rest of the way, and it was a great finish, 16-6 run to close it out.
That's interesting, Coach, you put it that way. I heard you talk about it with Ron Callen on the pregame and some of the other things I think you've shared with other members of the media, that what you said to the team with 6 minutes to go is, if we lose, nothing terrible is going to happen. I mean, you were kind of getting your team to relax and be themselves and enjoy the process, and they seem to take that message.
Yeah, they're great people, and every once in a while I say something that they actually listen to, and it seemed like that one. I said the right thing at the right time, fortunately. But it was. This is not a life or death situation here. This is basketball. It's a fun game. It's way more fun if you win, so let's play to win, you know, and not be scared to lose. If we lose, we lose. It's just the way it is. But let's not do that. Let's play big. And if we get beat, let's get beat going down fighting and throwing punches ourselves instead of being passive. And I think our team, you know, they're such competitors, but they do have pressure on them. I mean, they know we're ranked. We're a target for everyone. We're taking everybody's best shot every night. It's not easy, you know, especially on a team where we're still developing who we are. It's not like this group's been together for 3 years. Some of them have, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. So we've got key people in new spots, you know, learning their identity in that on the fly. And so it's a fun challenge, but it is a challenge.
Let's take a break and come back and wrap things up with Coach Ruick about that. After that 76-69 win over Washington State, coming back after the news and sharing with the team the official news about Cat, all of that had to be assimilated and processed. We'll talk about that and then what the Beavers went out and did against Washington Sunday afternoon. Great to have you with us, Coach Ruick, here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for all of you being here. More coming up on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha. It will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
What's better than an old-fashioned barbershop? At The Barbers, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk in with our oversized barber chairs, relaxing shoulder massage, hot lather neck shaves, and the best barbers in the industry. Each one of our 32 locally owned barbershops is open 7 days a week and features flat-screen TVs, free popcorn and soda, and all-you-can-watch sports, all for a fantastic price. For your next cut, visit The Barbers, proudly supporting youth and college athletics. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts.
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop OSUBeaverStore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Oh, but my biggest concern was print volume, since we're on deadline so much.
Whoa! That'd be a flag on the play for what?
Not listening and outlining client needs before the sales presentation?
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah! Good work!
Come on!
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope! It's my favorite part!
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come talk to us at Pacific Office Automation. We're looking for highly motivated people with a competitive background to join our team of sales overachievers. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career with great financial potential offering business-changing office automation solutions. Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to apply online. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Deep three ball, in and out and in. Oh, beautiful. It rattled around, popped up and dropped through. And how about a new career high in college basketball for Destiny Slocum with 26. She had a game where she had 25 for Maryland against Niagara. But now that's her all-time career high.
And that was Destiny Slocum with 30 points in helping the Beavers come back and get the sweep, 78-67 over Washington, 18 of those in the first quarter. An impressive show, to be sure, and just the ball handling, the talent level, the energy, everything she brings to the floor. We wrap up our first segment of Beaver Sports Talk here at Buffalo Wild Wings with head coach Scott Ruick, Wayne Tinkle to come to talk about the Civil War. But part of the great basketball weekend, I know that, you know, Michaela told me a couple of team members came down, the team, everybody's in this together, cheered the Beaver men on to victory on Saturday night. Michaela told me that in a conversation I had with her following the game on Sunday. So now, to make it the great weekend, you just need to finish it off with a win, and you beat the Huskies 78-67, Coach. What were your thoughts about the way your team responded to the official news? Kat's not going to be back. She was there on the bench. I heard her voice throughout Gil Coliseum. She's still a presence, but not going to be able to play. Your team responded well to that, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. We learned Saturday evening, so after practice on Saturday, so the first time we were all together again was Sunday morning for shoot around, and 9 a.m., you know, that's what we opened with, was the news, and what do we do with it, you know, and there's... it's one of those things that just makes you so frustrated and you just you're so angry. You know, why does this have to happen? And it's not fair. You know, all these human emotions that we all have to deal with. And it's not, of course, it's the worst for Kat, but it's something each of us has to deal with because it's our friend and our teammate and our player and our season and all these things. And so what do we do now? What would she want us to do? And so she got to tell us what she wanted us to do, and that's go kick everybody's butt. And so, you know, so that's what we talked about. What is our opportunity now? The only thing we can do is control what we can control. And so we need to love Kat. You know, and Janessa's out right now, too, yeah. And she's going through it. And so love Janessa and then do our best to fill the gaps. And this team did that. They chose to play the right way against Washington, came out and played well and had, chances to put them away as well. I mean, we led by 21 early in the fourth quarter and didn't finish as well as we needed to, but some more lessons down the stretch of that game, but did enough to put them away and sweep the weekend, like you said. By the way, I'm really happy for the men. What a great win for them, and to start Pac-12 the right way, too. So it was a great weekend.
It was a tremendous weekend. And, you know, Destiny, I don't know whether, you know, what the mentality. I visited with both Aaliyah and Michaela after the game. Because now with Kat going out, you've already touched a little bit on what she's meant, and she's meant so much as a kind of a spiritual force on the court, such a tough, gritty, competitive player. But what happens now? It looks like your team is taking ownership that everybody kind of knows to keep going, and you guys still have a lot of great things ahead of you, but maybe everybody just feels like, okay, I got to bring it up just a little bit more.
Yeah, well, and that's true, and everybody knows that. There's, a potentially 35 points that's no longer on the court. You know, 15 a night we have to make up for. You know, her competitiveness is something that everybody has to make up for. That's something that she brought that filtered through our team and made everybody rise. Just her spirit, like you said. Her competitive spirit is really special, and so we have to make up for that on the floor. What we know and what we have, and even as coaches, what we know, we've had Jamie Wisner go down for an extended period, not the full season. We had Sydney Weiss go down, again, not the full season, but for an extended period, and other people did rise, and so it is possible to do great things even when somebody is no longer there. And so we have that hope that will continue, and so it creates, you know, unfortunate opportunities for other people that they need to step up into, and I'm confident that they will.
Michaela Pivick against her hometown school, I know always loves to play against the Huskies, 17 points after Destiny's 30. But Taya Corsdale hit that big shots, a couple of big ones against Washington State in the win Friday, but also hauls in 14 rebounds on Sunday. That's a pretty good weekend right there.
A really good weekend. And she and Maddie Washington on both nights rebounded at a different level. I mean, what we saw from Taya is what we saw down the stretch of last year when she was playing 40 minutes against Tennessee and Baylor and Louisville. And you saw her just elevate her game in the NCAA tournament last year to a new height. Well, this weekend reminded me of that. And then you see Maddie come down with 10 against Washington State and take her game to another level. But Taya is a hometown girl, too, from Seattle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a special matchup for both she and Mick. But we got, you know, what Taya can do is in many ways take over a game with her passing ability, her rebounding ability, her defensive ability. She takes such great angles. And then offensively, obviously, she stretches the floor by being able to knock shots down and threes down. And so Taya has the ability to be as good as she wants to be.
Coach, let's wrap it up with a thought about the challenge ahead now going on the road against two very talented teams, as always, beginning with UCLA and then USC Sunday afternoon. You've already gone to work. I'm sure as soon as the final score came in, you're going to work on the Bruins. What about the challenge they pose, the talent level that they have, and just what you're up against this weekend, but beginning with UCLA Friday?
Sure. Obviously, always a tough weekend. Two very talented teams, very athletic, both well coached. You know, you look at UCLA this year and you don't see the name Canada. Jordan's in the WNBA now. You don't see Monique Billings. Monique's in the WNBA now. But you still see Kennedy Burke and Michaela Onyenwere and so on. And so Japrice Dean is doing her best Jordan Canada impersonation, and she looks great. You look at this team, they've played three games on the road so far. In the conference, you know, they've come up short. They came up short against Stanford on Sunday, but they beat USC on the road, and they went to Cal and won. And so they're battle-tested, and they're going to be anxious to get home. And so it's going to be a great test like it always is, and it's basically playing keep away from their pressure, executing, and then being tough as heck on the boards, you know, and making them miss shots. And so two great challenges down there like that always is. We're in a different place from a ball handling standpoint this year. Last year going into that game, or that weekend, we're breaking in Michaela Pivick, brand new point guard. Certainly Aaliyah Goodman had never seen anything, you know, like those two teams at that point in the season. This year, you know, you have those two with experience. Certainly Katie McWilliams has played the one for us in the past, and then you add Destiny. And so our ability to handle their pressure should be at a higher level than a year ago. You know, and so I'm excited about the opportunity. It's going to be a tough weekend, but we're excited for the challenges, and we'd love to find a way to get them.
Coach, it was a real pleasure to watch your team at work, even in the midst of what was kind of a heart-wrenching moment for Cat, for your team, for Beaver Nation. But still, to watch your team persevere in both of those games and win them and know that you're all in it together, everybody rises up. It's going to be a fun season to watch unfold. Fun is the word you brought up. So no matter what you're hit with, you want to keep going with that kind of spirit. We look forward to seeing what happens this weekend. Thanks, Coach, for taking time for us, as always.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, thank you for coming to our games, too. Appreciate your support. Appreciate everybody being here tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Let's hear it for Scott Ruick. Wayne Tinkle coming up next. The Beavers heading to L.A. this weekend. Catch Ron 6:30 Friday night from Poly Pavilion. Coach Tinkle up next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. Easily track multiple games at once with Xfinity X1. Find everything faster with the X1 voice remote. And stream even more on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Just the 2 gallons of milk? That'll be $5.55.
I think I've got cash for this.
I can't accept this. A $0 bill? Really?
the mythical $0 bill. Thanks to Pacific Source Health Plans, there's now a use for it. Because Pacific Source Health Plans offer $0 copays on preventive prescription drugs, meaning the only copay you'll have is, well, no copay at all. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Online at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Stephen Thompson Jr. dribbles from left to right. Picks up the dribble. On for Kelly at the rim for the one-hand stop. Kyler Kelly, as the Beavers got off to the great start at Matthew Knight Arena. And a great finish. The Beavers 77, Oregon 72, winning the Civil War. Let's welcome head coach Wayne Tinkle to Beaver Sports Talk. Good evening, Coach. A great start and a tremendous finish to win down there. That's a great thing. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. Good to be with you.
What about the win, Coach? There's so many things about it. Just some of the best basketball I've seen your team play in your whole run here. The first 30, 35, I mean, it was a thing of beauty, the way you pressured them, the way you defended throughout the game. But it just looked like for the first half, the start of the second half, you were playing at a really high level.
No, yeah, I thought our guys paid a lot of attention to the game plan. We knew they were going to pressure us, and for basically 35 minutes, we handled it with no problem. We were aggressive against it. We made shots. We're a better team when we make shots. And it was a good balance of inside and out scoring. And then I thought our defensive focus, we had a couple breakdowns, which got them some threes early. I think they hit 7 of their first 10, but then we really put the clamps on. And when they have maybe 25 at half, something like that, I can't remember.
38-25.
And then, the second half, we got out right away. We, Trace hit a three, then Ethan got the breakaway dunk, and we were in good shape. It was kind of between 18 and 13 there for most of the half. And then we just had a rotation in there that, we threw the ball around. We work on press breaker virtually every day. And we got a little panicked in that environment, a little rushed. We didn't execute. We didn't get to our spots. We didn't have the spacing. We panicked and dribbled it right away, which got us in trouble. And that allowed them to build some momentum. I also think a big key, and you don't want to make any excuses, but, only having two officials out there at times. I mean, there were more jump balls than a grade school YMCA game. And... it was frustrating because in watching the film, and I talked to our head of officials, there were multiple times where we were fouled on the rebound, but it wasn't called, and then the second guy comes in and grabs the ball, and they call a jump ball, and that it was frustrating for our guys. So we got some things cleared up there. But all in all, that being said, in that environment, them basically throwing caution to the wind when they were down like that, I mean, they hacked and clawed and got back into it, but our guys stood firm and showed a lot of heart and a lot of resiliency to make the plays down the stretch to win in that environment. So we said in film on Sunday, Park, that we'll learn a lot more from that game for the way it played out than if it would have ended up being, a 25-point blowout. We probably would have got a little – now, it's easy to say because of the way it unfolded, but there's a lot of truth to that.
And, certainly if it would have gone from 18 to 25, you'd take it. You'd be happy with it. But the fact that your guys kind of stood and faced that down was impressive to me because at a certain point when they got hot and that 11,000-plus crowd was into it, to be able to deal with all of that, actually fall behind and then go back and forth, and then pull away with free throws down the stretch, that's not easy to do in that environment.
It's not easy to do, and then especially when you look at all that we've faced in the last couple of years, and it would have been easy to say, well, we gave it our best for 35 minutes, and our guys weren't going to be denied. We got them calmed down there down the stretch, and, from Zach Reichel to Stevie to Antoine coming in and knocking down big free throws, but, getting key stops as well. And so I know that our guys will learn a lot from that, and it'll bode well for us moving forward.
I know that we talked at some length with Coach Ruick about the unfortunate loss of Cat Tudor to the season with an injury sustained in the Friday game. We are grateful and believe that Trace, he wants to play Thursday night. He wants to come back. But it was a kind of a sobering moment when he, too, went down with an ankle. What can you tell us about two things? One, just the way, the grit, the toughness, the leadership he showed to come back in and play and help you win that game, calming you against the press, making big shots down the stretch, defending well, even through some pain.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough because he was having such a good ball game, and it was so early in the second half. And again, it was a freak deal. He, great backdoor cut. Stevie hit him with a great pass, jumped up in a crowd, laid it in, and then, boom, comes down and lands on somebody's foot and rolls his ankle. And I knew it was bad for the way that he went down right away. And, it was kind of like I can't show panic to the rest of the team, so they swept him off the court, and we threw somebody in there, and away we went. And, I kept looking to the bench, and I didn't see him. And the next thing I know, there was a media timeout, and there he was. And I said, are you good to go? And he's like, heck yeah, so get in there. And then he hit some big threes, had a big and one right after that. But more importantly, I think he only took one shot in the last 10 minutes. But when we moved him to be the inbounder in the press, that's when things really kind of got calmed down. And he took the one across half court, and beat the pressure and got us into offense. So his presence on both ends and I thought were really key. And I think he gave a little bit of spark to the rest of the guys, and they fed off that. You and I talked about that earlier today. And then it went from one guy to the next. Ethan hit a couple of big shots during their run, and then free throws. And it was just there was a timeout we called late, and we had some guys had their chins on their chest, like, you know, they thought maybe we were in trouble, and we reminded them that we were still in the lead and that, mm-hmm. hey, listen, that's their run. We always say that that's their run. Let's squash it, and now let's finish strong. And our guys really responded to that, you know, to a man. I mean, they all made plays in those last few minutes, and that's a big part of how we're going to continue to build moving forward again, too.
Speaking of Ethan and Stevie, both of them, I mean, that was a team win. So many players gave you contributions in different ways, but I'm not sure I've seen both of them play as physically forceful, defensively in particular, than I've seen them. I've seen both have good games, but I thought setting the tone, they were good physically in that game, particularly those first 30 minutes.
No, for sure. Yeah, and then on the glass as well and going to the basket. Our guys wanted that one. And, you know, we talked about that week. Not only was it cool to play our rival in the opening, but on the road, first game of league, When we know that, you know, we need to get some momentum going and that there's nobody in conference that we shouldn't feel like we can beat, it was a perfect setup for us. And I know down there they're talking about their injuries and that sort of thing that they're dealing with, but I still thought those two and you know, throughout the lineup of guys, I look at Warren Washington, who didn't get to play, who has played in most every game, and his excitement on the sideline, and, you know, Big G and everybody contributed. You know, you talk about Kai Blazer and our recent addition to the team, Eli Glenzel. Those guys were into it, and that they knew that that was going to be a big game for us, and they helped will us to that win as well.
And you mentioned, too, that Zach Reichel makes his first career start in the Civil War down there. He told me today, you know, there were times I was watching he and Peyton Pritchard guarding each other, he guarding Peyton. You said, hey, it felt good to beat him because he never did in high school, but he beats him in the Civil War down there. Two kids from the state of Oregon battling it out. It was fun to watch, and Zach gave you some really strong minutes.
Yeah, you know, well, we made a decision going into that game. We had to send a little bit of a message to Al, and we won't go further than that. But, you know, we thought that Zach certainly deserved it for the way he had been playing, the way not just in games but in practice. And how neat is it as a staff, the first basket, his first shot, he drills a three, and then the defense and the toughness he provided. He was really mad at himself for some of the turnovers and some of the shots he missed, but it's great. You know, you're out there and you're in the Civil War and you start two Oregon kids, you know, and he and Kyler. And, you know, I think we've got four, maybe five on our roster, and I believe they just have the one. So that's a part of it. That's a big part of us building this program, is starting with Oregon kids that can help really sell, you know, the pride and the tradition of the Oregon State program. So those guys have a big hand in that right now.
We'll take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about the Civil War victory as well as the challenge of the L.A. schools coming here Thursday night. Hope to see all of you at Gill Coliseum Thursday at 8, Sunday night at 7 when UCLA appears to be a rejuvenated team coming into town at 7. We'll take a break. More with Coach Tinkle from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers. Go Beavs! ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
D.B. Thompson Jr. out to the trail man, Ethan Thompson. Left wing to Trace for three. Karush! Trace Tinkle with 28 points, 9 of 15 from the field, 4 of 8 from deep. Another brilliant floor game, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And, Coach, I know you're his coach, but as a dad, and just the opportunity to get to, and I think even you said something that a coach who no longer is in coaching in the league, but coached his son in this league, said you got to. He encouraged you to savor those times and these times. And I know watching him do things like that has got to be special, even if you pull back away from the in-game situation for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you're into it, you know, to try to enjoy any of that. But there was a point where he had a big three. I'm pretty sure it was in the second half, not the first one, and they had called a timeout and. Just kind of grabbed him by the back of the head and went forehead to forehead and just said, you know, proud of you, son. Way to perform out there or something along those lines. And we vowed this year to enjoy more of the process. You know, I've got to take some blame for, you know, I told myself when he got here, listen, you've got to be as hard on him as you are anybody else and try not to go overboard. And I did that, and he had to get used to that. But what I didn't do was when he played well, celebrated as much as when other guys did. And that wasn't fair to him. And so, you know, I told you over the break, we had a nice chat. And, you know, we just vowed to really enjoy the experience, that there was times I was going to make him mad. I knew there's times I got to let him react a little bit differently, because quite honestly, we do have a different relationship than the rest of the guys. But all in all, that, hey, listen, let's enjoy the rest of this. And not too many people get to enjoy this experience, and it was fun to see him in that environment. He made us all proud, and so did the rest of the guys with just their focus and their resiliency that they showed.
You mentioned Kyler Kelly, another young man from the state, and the contributions he made. The number of block shots wasn't, you know, four. He gets four a game. He'd had 18 in the previous three games combined. He only, quote, gets two, but I thought he affected so many other things, didn't he, Coach?
Oh, for sure, yeah. And I tell you, the other thing is he deterred some of their perimeter players from trying to get to the rim, and he made one in the second half where he got switched out on a shooter. They got it into Koru. He made a nice move against Alford in front of the rim, and all of a sudden here comes Kyler out of nowhere with a spike like a volleyball, and that's intimidating to the other team. And you know, he rebounded the ball. You know, it was nice to start, you know, in the first half. G got us a few baskets right away in the paint. And yet then Kyler was more of a force defensively and on the glass. So I know G is excited and chomping at the bit. He came up to me today, Coach, I'm fully cleared now, you know, hint, like, put me back in that lineup. And it's hard to do when you got a kid that's playing at the level that Kyler is, especially defensively. But that's a nice little mix there. And, you know, Warren Washington's another guy. I was so proud, again, of his you know, the way he stayed in that game down in Eugene when he wasn't playing at all, and his excitement and enthusiasm after the win, he's a guy that's making progress from week to week, and he's going to figure into this thing by the end as well.
You mentioned Antoine Vernon a little bit ago. Yeah. I was amazed. You're coming down the stretch. Here's Antoine against the press. He made himself available, came in, got the ball, got fouled, stepped up and banged two to take you from 73-72 to 75-72. In his first Civil War game on the road, to do that was pretty special.
It really was, and I got to be honest, I got after the staff a little bit. I'm like, why didn't we play him more, you know? And I know what their thinking was, because I said it in one of our huddles. I was worried about his lack of size versus their traps, you know, and some of these other guys should be able to see over it or rip through it. But, you know, we watched the film, and he guarded Pritchard the best out of anybody. He kept him in front. He handled their pressure. You know, he got the ball where it needed to go without turning it over. And we were a little tentative. We were talking there the last 5 minutes about offense, defense, because they went small. If you remember, White hit a three on Kyler. And so, you know, we talked about going small and playing Trace and Al at the 4-5 to match up with them. And we went a little offense, defense with Antoine there in the closing moments. And, you know, he stepped up and made those free throws like it was nothing but a thing. And then we subbed him out defensively, right, brought in Kyler. And he came over and was excited with the bench, a little bit of a grit and a flex. And, you know, he was proud of himself, but more so I think he was celebrating. That was a big 2 points, taking it from one possession to two. You know, and Antoine's hung in there. He's fought through. He didn't play much early on. And he's another one, especially with, you know, without Trace here potentially, that's going to have to really step it up.
We'll take a final break and talk about the weekend ahead at Gill Coliseum, USC Thursday, UCLA Sunday. An exciting prospect coming off a Civil War win on the road. Final segment with Coach Tinkle from Buffalo Wild Wings coming up on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Every Saturday on Pac-12 Network, we've got you covered for men's hoops. Start your Saturdays with our live basketball pregame show, getting you set up before tip-off, with a comprehensive rundown of the day's action. Then after the final buzzer, keep it locked on Pac-12 Network for Pac-12 Final Score, highlighting all the big plays, big blocks, and big dunks.
The Horn wins it!
Pac-12 Network is your one-stop shop for all things men's hoops. Every Saturday, all season long.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Since 1924, Flavor Pack has been committed to bringing you all the wholesome nutrition nature offers right from our own backyard. More than 200 Northwest farmer families are committed to providing the finest fruits and vegetables to your table while caring for the land and resources Oregonians are proud of. You can rest assured Flavor Pack is as high quality as it gets. Farm to freezer in under 4 hours. Flavor Pack, Northwest grown for over 90 years.
Welcome back in to Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Our last few minutes with head coach Wayne Tinkle. Now, the Beavers are at home this weekend to the L.A. schools, and the Beavers have played very well at Gill. Coach Tinkle, one last thing on the road. Life on the road in this league, it's hard. It's very hard. And for the first time since Jimmy got out 5-0 in the 93 season, the great Jimmy Anderson and his team got out 5-0 in the 93 Pac-10 season. So 1-0 for the first time on the road to open. Congratulations on that. It's not easy. That's a big hump to get over for your guys.
I was really surprised when Sean told us that, you know, before the game that, you know, if we get this win, yeah. it'll be the first time we open league with a win since 93.
On the road.
On the road. I couldn't believe that. So credit to our guys again, and they did a nice job, and that's a cool fact. You know what it is? It's something else we can just cross off.
Yeah.
And I want to get to where it's, well, the last time the Beavers did something because it's a positive, right? In a good way.
Yeah. Now, and that, you have an opportunity to keep some momentum going. Trace, you know, I know that we've got about less than a minute left. Trace or no Trace Thursday night, I know your guys are looking forward to being at home against USC.
No, we are. And we talked about going into last week, taking care of business in Eugene, coming home, and what we owe USC. They beat us three times last year. They're the only team to beat us by double figures. They got us by 11, and I think 11 and maybe 13 in the tournament. But well, we owe them something. And yes, without Trace, it's going to be a challenge. But guys like Zach and Alfred are going to have to step up. You know, maybe Warren Washington. You know, we talked about Antoine. Other guys got to pick their game up, and they shouldn't be intimidated by that. They should be excited for the opportunity.
And you want all these people to make a lot of noise.
We know it's not perfect late game on a Thursday, but Gil, when it's rocking, our guys, the record, it proves to itself. You know, we take care of business here when we've got a raucous crowd in there.
Thank you, Coach.
All the best. Thanks, buddy. Let's keep it rolling. Go Beavs.
See you Thursday night, Gil Coliseum on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. So long, everybody.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports. And by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.